Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies were called out to the residence of Bruce Campbell and his wife on Saturday night after the wife called 911 and reported that Campbell was armed with a handgun and making threats against a neighbor on Elk River Road. While deputies were en route, Campbell, armed with the handgun, ran to the neighbor's house, firing shots in the air as he went and threatening to kill the neighbor. At one point, Campbell attempted to force his way through the front door while brandishing the weapon, but the neighbor was able to force Campbell back outside. Campbell then got into his Jeep and fled the scene, leaving behind broken windows in the neighbor's vehicles and a broken window in the neighbor's house. Campbell, who remained at large over the course of Sunday, turned himself in on Monday afternoon and was booked on a list of charges, including assault with a deadly weapon, child endangerment, and negligent discharge of a weapon. The handgun was recovered at the scene, and no one was injured during the altercation. There are a dozen vacancies for deputy sheriffs in the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, deputy positions that have been frozen. With those positions remaining unfilled, it means that the burden of providing law enforcement coverage in the unincorporated areas of the county has only gotten heavier. Sheriff Mike Downey spoke about the frozen positions and his office's budget on Talk Shop and pointed out that while the county has done a good job living within its means when it comes to its budgets, more help is needed.
I would assume, based on what I know, that right now that most budgets are going to be fairly status quo throughout the county. And it has been that way for the last 3 or 4 years. My budget's been fairly status quo, but my operating costs have continued to rise.
Downey pointed out that for the past 3 or 4 years, he has ended up overspending because of the overtime needed to perform the basic duties of the office.
Cut back some hours of operation because I had been expending a great deal of overtime to make sure that we could, you know, meet the needs of everybody at every moment. But I can't operate in the red like that. It's like any other business.
Downey has taken steps to address the issue of overspending the budget, including cutting off overtime. But that also means fewer patrol deputies on the street and lesser law enforcement coverage across the county. While Sheriff Downey continues to look for ways to provide better law enforcement coverage, the Board of Supervisors is expected to approve an agreement between the Sheriff's Office and the City of Trinidad at today's meeting. The sheriff will provide law enforcement services for 3 years if the deal is approved, and a deputy will be dedicated to patrolling Trinidad 10 hours a day, 4 days a week over the life of the contract. Trinidad will reimburse the county $150,000 per year for the services of the deputy and related operational expenses. The sheriff's office has another agenda item up for discussion at today's supervisors' meeting, an agreement with the Drug Enforcement Agency. Each year, the DEA makes available funds to be used for the eradication of marijuana in local jurisdictions, and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has been approved for $150,000 in funding from the DEA for 2014. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 2 men have been arrested for selling methamphetamine. Dave Silverbrand has more.
2 suspected meth dealers are back on the street thanks to overcrowding at the Humboldt County Jail, according to authorities. Eureka Police and the Humboldt County Drug Task Force used a search warrant for a house on the 1200 block of G Street last Thursday. They say they were responding to complaints of possible drug sale activity. Police arrested Larry Jean Blake for possession of meth for sale. They also found cocaine and drug packaging in his possession. They also arrested Alfonso Yanez España of Fortuna at the same location. He was just arriving at the house. A search of his home turned up 2 pounds of meth and $35,000 in cash. The two were booked at the Humboldt County Jail but then released because of overcrowding. Dave Silverbrand for KINS News.
It took Humboldt Bay firefighters just 15 minutes to extinguish a fire found adjacent to the Christie Motel in downtown Eureka in the early morning hours on Monday, and now an investigation into the cause of the blaze is underway. Fire crews found a fire burning in 8 mattresses, numerous pieces of furniture, and debris near the outer wall of the hotel. The cause remains unknown. It took fire crews about an hour to fully secure the scene, and there were no injuries reported. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.